Yeah. So how did it go?
Yeah. All right. So I couldn't remember the exact wording I was supposed to use. And the other thing that I thought was, well, I don't want to just ask my father if he's proud of me, because I remember doing that before. Like, I remember being in the car. He was like driving me over to my place. And I was like, hey, are you proud of me? He was like, yeah. And I was like, well, that wasn't particularly helpful. Like, I felt like I needed to dig a little deeper. So I had a conversation with him last night. And I realized that there were specific things that I wanted him to be proud of me about. Like, for example, he's a neat freak. And I've been doing a really good job of like cleaning my apartment every day and washing dishes every night before I go to sleep. So I was telling him that. And I was like, Dad, you'd be so proud of me. Like, I'm doing all the things and I'm cleaning up all the time. Are you proud of me? And he's like, well, you know, we'll see how long that lasts. And I'm like, but I'm doing it now. Can you be proud of me now? And he's like, yeah, I guess. So then the other piece was, you know, just wanting him to be proud of me for like what I've accomplished. So, you know, we were talking about how I was enjoying my apartment and, you know, how my business was doing really well. And I was like, hey, so are you proud of me? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, what are you proud of me about? And he's like, well, you're happy. That's all that matters. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it was just very, very interesting to me, because I knew that there was a part of me that wanted him to be proud of me for doing all the things. And he's just like, no, I'm just glad that you're happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did that feel?
I had mixed feelings about it. So there was the part of me that was like, oh yeah, my dad loves me. He just wants me to be happy. And then there's the other part of me that's like, I can do all the things and he won't ever be proud of me doing all the things.
What do you mean by that?
There's a part of me that wanted him to be proud of me for what I accomplished. And that's not a priority for him.
Yeah. Like,
unless it's related to domestic work.
What do you mean by that?
In his belief system, you could accomplish all the things and be super, super successful. But if your kitchen is a mess, then you have nothing to be proud of. So, you know, like even when I was asking for him to be proud of me for the domestic work I've done, it was kind of like, well, you know, we'll see if it continues. Mm-hmm. So that was frustrating.
Yeah. Okay. So you did a great job, given what we talked about. And I'm going to just end it, is the lead in to asking him about some of these things, you have to get more vulnerable, because he doesn't really know why you're asking other than to get validated in the moment, if that makes sense. So it's more like letting him know what is happening for you in your relationship with him, right? Sometimes, and what you're looking for. So he has full context of what he's saying yes or no to, or what he's actually answering. But when this is what most of us do in our conversations with our parents, is we drop these little can you say you're proud of me? Or can you, do you think that was a good thing to do? You know, like, we're looking for that. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way, in my opinion, because we're their children. And it's, you know, since we were very little, we've been looking for that approval. Now, is it our work to start to get that for ourselves? Yes, but it first starts through them, in my opinion. And if we can get it, awesome. If we can't get it, then we start to do the internal work to do that, you know? But a lot of people can get it, but they don't actually know how to, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So it's more, so here's one thing. One is that, yes, he just wants you to be happy. And there was more to that that you could have dug into, you know? So like, if he says, I just want you to be happy, then you could have said something like, and I get this is all kind of new territory. So I'm just giving you kind of, you know, what could the next level of this, right? So that you really get the fruits of having these conversations. So it could have been like, you know, Dad, I often like look up to you in these ways, or I wanted to know if you're proud of me for accomplishing these things, because like I have this, you know, I have this feeling that I shouldn't be proud of it, you know? So you didn't explain any of that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, I don't feel like I should be proud of this. And I kind of like cringe when people tell me I'm doing well. And I, you know, feel like I don't even deserve it some days, even though I know I, you know, have worked for it. So that kind of stuff, like the personal impact that you're then saying to him, that's why I'm asking you if you're proud of me, because it does matter to me to know that, you know? Does that make sense? And that's where we all get a little stuck, because it is vulnerability that we have to go into. And sometimes you'll definitely cry, you know, because there's just a lot of emotions that will come up with your father in that conversation or mother in that conversation. And we don't want to go there half the time, you know? But it gives them context. So then he can actually address what you're really asking versus just, are you proud of me?
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. And I like your wording, because part of my fear in going there is that I don't want him to feel like I'm blaming him for those feelings.
Yeah.
And the way you worded it doesn't imply that I'm blaming him.
Right. Exactly. We're just making it all about your, what you've translated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we were like really coaching together, then I could give you even more in-depth tools to get in the right space for this, but we're kind of like throwing you in a little bit, you know. but yes, the next level of this would be giving him some context and then asking, you know, are you proud of me? And then even asking him, like, you say that you want me to be happy, but it feels like if I weren't doing like the stuff at home, meaning keeping things nice and clean and neat, then it's almost like that would override any accomplishment that I would have. Is that true? You know, because you've created that. You think that that's true for him.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know if that's true.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because we will create these beliefs that we have will come through in the moment to block us from even taking in his love and his appreciation.
Okay.
Okay. And so we have to clear them one at a time for sure. But it's realizing like, what's that little voice in the back of my head? Oh, I don't actually believe him right now, because he's just values this over my accomplishments. Like, and it's hard to listen to the voice in the back of the head, because it takes a lot of self-awareness in the moment, right? But that's what we want to voice, so we can clear those beliefs to let in the love that is actually there.
So my question is, what if the answer to that question is that it is true?
Yeah. Okay. So if he says that is true, then it's about asking why. Why is that true? So you truly understand where he's coming from around it versus just being a rule. Like, if you're great and neat at home, then that is like all you need in life. You know what I mean? Like, why is that such a big deal for your dad? Was his mom really neat? Was that something he admired about her? Did they instill that in him? Was that something religious? You know, I don't know.
No, it's just his personality. He was, just, they say when he was a kid, he just used to walk around the house cleaning all the time.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they said, but they got it. He got it from somewhere. And why does that, why does he value that so much?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So what does it mean to him? And why does he think it's such an important part of your life to follow that? You know, why is that important for you to follow that? Because what does he think it'll do for you in your life?
Because this may just be a belief, but my parents are pretty religious and they have very clear ideas about what's right and wrong and what people should and shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like he's talked about how, like, keeping the space clean just, it helps him think clearer and helps him feel better. But it was never presented to me as a child as a way, or even as an adult, as a way of thinking clearer and feeling better. Even though that is the case, it was always presented as, you better do this or else I'm going to punish you. It's presented almost as a moral issue.
Yeah, I get that. And that's what you're going to get to the bottom of.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because here's the thing. There's resistance to it because you feel like you have to do it to be a good person, a good girl, a good daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now there's resistance to it because if you don't do it, you're not good in his eyes.
Yes.
That's the belief underneath the, you know, the thought that you just had, which is like, if you're not great domestically, then doesn't matter what you accomplish, right? But underneath that is, I'm not a good girl or daughter if I don't do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he needs to know that you feel like that like you're a bad person if you don't do these things and you're a good person if you do them. And does he actually mean that? Because that reduces the resistance. But you see how deep we need to go here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've only been relating to him pretty on the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which then doesn't really allow space for you to see something different.
So my resistance here is the last time I had a vulnerable conversation with him, it turned into, all right, so it sounds like what you're getting at is that some of what I've translated isn't necessarily what he means. And the last time I had a vulnerable conversation with him, I realized that what I translated was what he meant.
What was that last vulnerable conversation?
So we talked a lot about like how I was raised as a child and being beaten for nonsense, like not cleaning at, you know, the time that he wanted me to clean. And, you know, I mentioned that being abuse on some levels and what I translated from that as a child was that, you know, I deserved it. That I deserved abuse, I deserved to be beaten for, you know, silliness. And when I talked to him about it, he was like, if you got any beatings as a child, you damn well deserve them. So I was like, oh, this wasn't a mistranslation. He meant that shit.
Okay, but how did you start the conversation with him? Do you remember?
That didn't necessarily come from a vulnerable, hey, I want to talk to you about these things kind of place. That came from, I was telling him a story about how I had used like lots of positive reinforcement to help one of my music students pass an exam when she was very, very resistant and didn't want to practice. And he was like, well, all she needed was a whooping. And I was like, no, you cannot do that. Like, that's not the only, it's not a matter of control. There are other ways to get children to do what you want them to do. And that's, yes. This conversation spiraled out of that.
Right. So that's the key here. Cause what was your intention when you look back at it? What was your intention coming into that conversation with him?
I cannot tell you what my intention was because I don't think I had an intention for the conversation. But,
it just kind of came out totally. But what is it? What was it? It kind of just, I know, morphed into it. I see that. But
yeah.
But what was it?
But just to show him that you don't have to beat a child to get what you want out of them. Like, there are other ways. It doesn't have to be control. It doesn't have to be abuse.
Right. So trying to prove to him how to be different or how he's wrong or that he should think differently. And anytime you come at him with those kinds of intentions, even if you don't know you're going there, it will come back at you as, no, I was right in doing what I did.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay. Because the beginning of that conversation had nothing to do with you. Do you get it?
Yes.
And getting curious, vulnerable, or open to what he has to say. It was more coming from like, listen, there's other ways to do this and you didn't do it right either, you know, essentially.
But even in, like, as that conversation continued and I started to get more vulnerable about how I was struggling in different areas of my life, he was just kind of like, well, that's your problem. Like, you have this victim mode and you're just trying to blame us for everything. And
yeah, because you were already in a triggered state from him reinforcing the fact that he thought that was right way to do it.
Yeah.
And then you go into this, and I get this because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, but we go into like, well, that's how the way that you did that to me didn't work. It like made me feel like this. It made me feel horrible. It made me feel like, you know, I didn't matter. I was diminished, but we're coming from a triggered state.
Okay.
And all of that does translate as blame.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So then they come back at us trying to like, you know, give you reasons to realize that's not what they meant. And sometimes they don't explain that either. They just said, well, you deserve that, or that was exactly what you needed at the time, you know, which doesn't help us. Right. So it's kind of the way I'm helping you set this up is, you know, we're not coming from trying to change them. We're not coming from a place to try to get him to get that control or, you know, beating or any of that is like not the way to deal with things. We're not doing any of that, right? We're just saying, this is what I've translated. This is how I felt. And I want to hear and know why and understand it. It's a completely different energy. And you'll get a completely different response. But 90% of the conversations we're having with our parents are exactly what you've done. Exactly what I've done, you know? And then we feel blocked every time. Because all we're getting is a reinforcement of what we already believe, because we're already looking for that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, how's that landing?
Well, it's definitely resonating.
Are you feeling anything else?
There's an emotion that's stuck, that's trying to come out, and my body's just like, no.
Yeah, what's the emotion?
I still can't pinpoint the emotion, but I guess what I'm coming to terms with is the fact that...
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Where is it in your body?
It's stuck in my throat.
Okay. So just close your eyes for a second. And just focus on the part of your throat that's just feeling tense and stuck. And just ask it, is there something you're trying to tell me? Or is there a reason why you're here?
When I'm vulnerable, I get hurt, so it's not safe.
Yeah. And so can you say to that kind of block in your throat and see if this loosens it? It's okay to get vulnerable. It's okay to get hurt. It's okay to move through all of that because you know you'll be okay. Or if that's not actually working, you can ask that part of your throat, what do you need to know to feel okay?
I need to know that I'm loved and not just hear it, but know it.
Okay. And then say that to the part of you. Getting vulnerable is my pathway to that.
Shit.
What's coming up?
What's coming up is, I feel like this was in a Brené Brown book that I read a while ago, just talking about how, you know, we put up these masks and then we want to know why people don't love us or why we don't feel loved. It's like, how can they love us if they don't know who we are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to let them in to be able to feel their love. So are you up for just having another conversation with your dad that's more vulnerable?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any support that you need around that?
I'm sure there is, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Do you know what conversation you need to have?
I know that I need to talk more about the challenges that I've been coming up against as far as like limiting beliefs and I need to just ask him if that's true and try to get a sense of why. Without trying to correct him. Tell him that he did it incorrectly.
Yeah. Yeah, and really let him in around how you felt. And that you're owning that. You're not, you can even say, I'm not blaming you. Mm-hmm. I'm owning that was my translation. I'm owning that's what I'm feeling. But I'm trying to work it out with you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But isn't the working it out with him almost a form of blame? Because it's like, if it has nothing to do with you, then why do I feel the need to have this discussion with you?
Well, you're not blaming him. You've translated things through your relationship with him. Mm-hmm. So you're clearing up that. You're trying to understand, have more pieces to the story.
Okay.
What's the emotion?
Sadness.
Mm-hmm. Over.
I don't remember.
They're just in this moment.
Mm-hmm. And a little self-blame for how I've translated things.
Well, it wasn't conscious. It was through hurt and a way to protect yourself when you were younger. To blame yourself would be to like blame like a 7-year-old for translating certain things from their parents. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we've all got translation. Conscious and unconscious. It's compassion.
It's interesting that, you know, I want to point the finger and be like, it's your fault. And they want to point the finger and be like, no, it's your fault and how you translated it. When it's really just unconscious shit. It's no one's fault.
That's right. It's no one's fault.
It's like, I guess culturally or whatever, we're just so used to like, there has to be a reason, there has to be someone to blame. So without the person to blame, it's just like, what do I do with this?
Yep. It's about taking our attention off of the blame and just onto clearing it. Compassion, empathy, understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Connection, whatever word resonates. Mm. Because that's what we really want.
Yeah.
And it'll be scary. To get this vulnerable is scary. I said that the last time. Hence why we'll just go into like, are you proud of me? No context, right? Because it's scary. It's scary. And to that block in your throat, it's scary because you've been hurt lots of times. It's interesting how much resistance we have to letting in love, isn't it?
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah. Our dad will say, all I care about is you being happy. We'll make up something else for why we can't take that fully. Mm. Trust me, you wouldn't exist if he didn't love you.
What does that mean?
You wouldn't exist. The amount of love, patience, understanding it takes to raise a child, every diaper, every sickness, every tear, every tantrum, every night that you're up, everything. Yeah. You're breathing now. That's good. What'd you take in there?
Huh?
What'd you take in?
Just seeing the bigger picture of love as a parent.
Yeah.
The long term. Just what it looks like. I think it's a lot easier to focus on what I haven't gotten and what went wrong than the overwhelming big picture of what went right.
Yeah.
Because a lot went right.
Yeah. Look at you. A lot went right. Does it help to have a conversation from this place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. So try that out and let me know how it goes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anything else that you wanted to say before we go?
I just wanted to share that I had a session with a bioenergetic therapist yesterday around this topic, and I was trying to release this emotion, and I was trying to cry, and it was kind of happening, but not really, like the kind of, you know, weak cry that happened before like the full release. So I was very, very grateful when you said whatever you said that triggered that like full cry.
Oh, good. Good. Do you know what triggered it?
When you started listing all of the reasons that I wouldn't exist if it wasn't for my parents' love. Like all the mommy daddy things. And just thinking about like how that shit is not easy. And no. Like looking from a distance. So I don't have children of my own, but just thinking about all of those things and the fact that parents do it out of love.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't often know what we're doing either. So there you go. But we do our best. But this isn't about you getting that they did their best. This is about, yes, getting that you are loved and clearing anything that is still in the way of that. And you're allowed to have things that are in the way of that. Okay? Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear how the next conversation goes.